Imaginary Stations presents From Beatles to Bigfoot.
This is Glenn Hauser. Don't tell me that there's nothing to listen to on shortwave when you can listen to From Beatles to Bigfoot on Imaginary Stations on 9395 kilohertz.
This is DJ Frederick from Imaginary Stations.
We're instituting some changes to our QSL policy in 2025. As of January 2025, we will be discontinuing our monthly QSLs. Instead, we are verifying reception reports to first-time listeners, Pen Pal Club members, paid subscribers to the DJ Frederick Substack, and QSLs for WMMR Name That Theme shows. I want to thank you for listening as we continue to bring you new programs on shortwave. Thank you so much for your support. If you have any questions about this announcement, you can email imaginarystations@gmail.com. That's imaginarystations@gmail.com.
Good hello from Dr. Jacques Cocteau, cryptid researcher and unexplainable sounds explorer. Take those mothballs out of your ears because we're going on a hunt down to Point Pleasant, West Virginia.
Next, ladies and gentlemen, we have three fine young men from Seattle. They're coming. Hold on, they're coming. Here they are. Nirvana.
Searching for answers hidden in the night. Mothman, Mothman in the city lights. Street lights flicker as he takes his flight. Mothman, Mothman blends with city light. In the neon glow where the secrets hide, he'll be watching you.
Godzilla is the goldest of monsters, he's the king. Mothra is a goddess of whom the fairies sing. Rodan blows a mighty wind that hits you like a bomb. But Gorgo's secret power is calling for his mom. Yeah, Gorgo is a poser, the loser of the land. Only terrifying when he's holding mommy's hand. Yeah, he kinda ugly, but his mama thinks he's cute. Watch him trash Poughkeepsie in his little sailor suit. It's not a shock that Gorgo came from the Irish Sea, 'cause he's a little leprechaun compared to Daddy G. He roared his mighty Gorgo roar to fill folks with dismay. They locked him up in London and put him on display. Yeah, Gorgo is a poser, I can't stress this enough. He calls out for his mommy whenever things get rough. And when his mother finds him, it fills his heart with joy. He'll stop on the banana stand on way to Mother Boy. Godzilla has the power of radiation breath. Gitter was a triple threat, he'll kill you all to death. King Kong is a mighty ape, he'll smash you with his fist. But Gorgo is a poser, I think you get the gist. Yeah, Gorgo is a poser, I'm telling this to you. Got held down by Godzuki and beat up by Scrappy Doo. Tossed back to Godzilla and flipped off Baragon. But he got chased out of Zeros by the Knots and Wallace Shawn. Yeah, Gorgo is the poser, the loser of the land. Only terrifying when he's holding mommy's hand. Yeah, he kinda ugly, but his mama thinks he's cute. Watch him try to say again his little sailor suit. Watch him try to say again his little sailor suit. Watch him try to say again his little sailor suit.
It's From Beatles to Bigfoot on Imaginary Stations.
Up the rice in the church where the wedding has been. as in a dream. Waits at the window, wearing the face that she keeps in the jar by the door. Who is it for?
Oh.
Father McKenzie writing the words to a sermon that no one will hear. No one comes near. Look at him working, darning his socks in the night when there's nobody there. What does he care?
Oh.
Eleanor Rigby died in the church and was buried along with her name. Nobody came. Father McKenzie wiping the dirt from his hands as he walks from the grave. No one was saved.
Hi, this is DJ Frederick from Imaginary Stations, and we try to be the most interactive station on shortwave. You can send your reception reports to imaginarystations@gmail.com. That's imaginarystations@gmail.com. We send out a monthly EQSL that encompasses all of the reception reports that you have sent. We're also happy to correspond by mail, so you can join our Pen Pal Club. Email us for more information. There's also a Facebook group. Just search for Imaginary Stations Shortwave on Facebook, where you can stay up to date on the latest broadcasts and all the happenings from Skybird Studios. We're trying to make shortwave listening fun again. Radio connects us all.
Like the timberline hardwoods, they give way to the spruce and pine. So it is, and so it shall be, that every living thing has its place and its time. Only my echo is calling to me. Over and over it tells me to see. Life is a journey, take it my friend. You'll find as you travel there's peace at the end. I long to find my place in time. As far as I see, this land is mine. These wide open spaces belong just to me. But they act as a prison if I can't be free. The life that I live is the road that I travel. A legend follows, my spirit runs free.
sun dancing through the sky. Did he come by anywhere for? Maybe he is coming in a different way. Maybe he is coming for hours away. Too much goodness is a sin today. I'm checking out the show with a glassy eye.
Pete presents Pinta Lager, please. Earthman and
the voice of Venus, according to Mr. George King, president of the Aetherius Society. Mr. King now lives in California and is, he explains, in constant telepathic touch with Aetherius, a powerful extraterrestrial being who lives on Venus and is always on hand with help and counsel. The Aetherius Society has its headquarters in the Fulham Road. When I went there, I was greeted by Mr. Robertson, who very kindly acted as the Society's spokesman on this occasion.
This, incidentally, is a model of a typical flying saucer that's very often seen in the skies of this Earth.
What about the name Aetherius itself?
The name Aetherius is a Greek pseudonym meaning the one who comes from space.
Talking about UFO.
imaginary world of DJ Frederick, One Deck Pete, and Justin Patrick Moore. You've been listening to From Beatles to Bigfoot on Imaginary Stations.